Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom rozszerzony. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Alan Knight looked surprised when two police officers showed up to arrest him on the charge of robbing a jeweller's. The man received his guests sitting in a wheelchair and wearing a neck brace. He said that he had been paralysed for about 20 years and began to tell the officers off for disturbing him. But when Mr. Knight was presented with a surveillance video showing him driving a car and walking unassisted towards the shop, he admitted to committing the crime.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Alan Knight looked surprised when two police officers showed up to arrest him on the charge of robbing a jeweller's. The man received his guests sitting in a wheelchair and wearing a neck brace. He said that he had been paralysed for about 20 years and began to tell the officers off for disturbing him. But when Mr. Knight was presented with a surveillance video showing him driving a car and walking unassisted towards the shop, he admitted to committing the crime. Two.
Are you ready to order, sir?
I intended to try something new, but I see nothing tempting on the menu. I have the impression it hasn't changed at all since my last visit.
Well, I'm sure our new chef can suggest something special not listed on the menu.
Oh, I didn't know the chef had changed.
He's only been with us for a few weeks. He's young, but I'm sure he'll bring a lot of originality to our dishes.
That's startling. In the most prestigious ranking of city restaurants, your restaurant has been voted the finest eatery for the past 3 consecutive years. Isn't it risky to hire such a young cook?
Well, I'm sure our manager wouldn't have hired someone without sufficient experience and relevant skills. The new chef will certainly not only keep up the standards we've offered so far, but he will even improve on them.
All right, I'll have the chef special then.
Certainly, sir.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
2.
Are you ready to order, sir?
I intended to try something new, but I see nothing tempting on the menu. I have the impression it hasn't changed at all since my last visit.
Well, I'm sure our new chef can suggest something special not listed on the menu.
Oh, I didn't know the chef had changed.
He's only been with us for a few weeks. He's young, but I'm sure he'll bring a lot of originality to our dishes.
That's startling. In the most prestigious ranking of city restaurants, your restaurant has been voted the finest eatery for the past 3 consecutive years. Isn't it risky to hire such a young cook?
Well, I'm sure our manager wouldn't have hired someone without sufficient experience and relevant skills. The new chef will certainly not only keep up the standards we've offered so far, but he will even improve on them.
All right, I'll have the chef special then.
Certainly, sir.
Three.
Everybody is taking selfies nowadays, so why should I be different? I decided to pose with a great white shark. But it wasn't just to impress people. I realised that I could show them what these animals are like in their natural environment. It's generally thought that sharks are a major threat, but as a scientist, I know shark attacks on humans are very rare. We are not prey for them. There have been some cases of sharks mistaking diver silhouettes for big fish or seals, but they usually let go. We are not as tasty as other creatures. If you want to take a look at my shots and admire those awesome animals, just go to www.sharkslife.com.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
3.
Everybody is taking selfies nowadays, so why should I be different? I decided to pose with a great white shark. But it wasn't just to impress people. I realised that I could show them what these animals are like in their natural environment. It's generally thought that sharks are a major threat, but as a scientist, I know shark attacks on humans are very rare. We are not prey for them. There have been some cases of sharks mistaking diver silhouettes for big fish or seals, but they usually let go. We are not as tasty as other creatures. If you want to take a look at my shots and admire those awesome animals, just go to www.sharkslife.com.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
People are amazed that I can speak Chinese fluently. I'm a native speaker of English, and at the beginning the concept of a tonal language, in which the pitch of your voice can change the meaning of a word, was completely foreign to me. In fact, learning to speak in tones was the hardest part of learning Chinese. I tended to butcher the tones when speaking. Then I went to Shanghai for 6 months, and I was so often misunderstood that I had to learn the tones. I believe that in order to master Chinese, you must partner up with a native speaker. That face-to-face conversation is absolutely critical if you don't want to make mistakes.
Two. When I decided to learn Spanish, I began to look for a self-study method. The one I chose was based on listening to CDs with a complete course of Spanish. Each lesson was very cleverly structured. It started with simple examples, then I had to infer the grammar rules, and finally they were explained. I felt like the Sherlock Holmes of language structures, and I relished it. I quickly reached the end of the first part of the course, thrilled by the ease with which I'd learned some dialogues. By the end of the first month, I was able to make small talk almost flawlessly and with correct pronunciation. Three.
I started learning German on a course. We were expected to master some grammar rules first. I didn't think it would be so tough, though I was aware that grammar is more complicated in German than in English. I put a lot of effort into producing the first sentences. It was a disaster. The grammar drills we focused on during the course didn't require many new words. As a result, although I'd learned the rules, I wasn't able to communicate effectively because I didn't know the German equivalents for basic English words and expressions. I still struggle with my German when I visit friends in Berlin.
Four. I'd always dreamt of speaking Russian, so I decided to enroll on a course in Moscow. The first weeks were an intense learning experience. My teacher made me memorize words and phrases and encouraged me to use them to communicate in the street. To tell you the truth, I hadn't expected it would be that difficult before I went to Russia. I'd assumed that when I learnt some vocabulary and basic grammar rules, something in my head would click, and then Russian would be rolling off my tongue like a tumbleweed. However, my theory that I'd merely pick up the language failed. My brain, like a computer, had to have the information entered in before I was able to retrieve it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
People are amazed that I can speak Chinese fluently. I'm a native speaker of English, and at the beginning the concept of a tonal language, in which the pitch of your voice can change the meaning of a word, was completely foreign to me. In fact, learning to speak in tones was the hardest part of learning Chinese. I tended to butcher the tones when speaking. Then I went to Shanghai for 6 months, and I was so often misunderstood that I had to learn the tones. I believe that in order to master Chinese, you must partner up with a native speaker. That face-to-face conversation is absolutely critical if you don't want to make mistakes.
2. When I decided to learn Spanish, I began to look for a self-study method. The one I chose was based on listening to CDs with a complete course of Spanish. Each lesson was very cleverly structured. It started with simple examples, then I had to infer the grammar rules, and finally they were explained. I felt like the Sherlock Holmes of language structures, and I relished it. I quickly reached the end of the first part of the course, thrilled by the ease with which I'd learned some dialogues. By the end of the first month, I was able to make small talk almost flawlessly and with correct pronunciation. Three.
I started learning German on a course. We were expected to master some grammar rules first. I didn't think it would be so tough, though I was aware that grammar is more complicated in German than in English. I put a lot of effort into producing the first sentences. It was a disaster. The grammar drills we focused on during the course didn't require many new words. As a result, although I'd learned the rules, I wasn't able to communicate effectively because I didn't know the German equivalents for basic English words and expressions. I still struggle with my German when I visit friends in Berlin.
Four. I'd always dreamt of speaking Russian, so I decided to enroll on a course in Moscow. The first weeks were an intense learning experience. My teacher made me memorize words and phrases and encouraged me to use them to communicate in the street. To tell you the truth, I hadn't expected it would be that difficult before I went to Russia. I'd assumed that when I learnt some vocabulary and basic grammar rules, something in my head would click, and then Russian would be rolling off my tongue like a tumbleweed. However, my theory that I'd merely pick up the language failed. My brain, like a computer, had to have the information entered in before I was able to retrieve it.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I've always loved travelling with my husband. We go on at least one long trip every year. For many years, we booked our trips with a local travel agent, but one day, waiting for an appointment with my dentist, I was sitting next to a couple discussing home exchanging. Overall, they came to the conclusion it was something they would never do. I must admit I felt the same way, but I got curious and decided to learn more about it, and the more I learned, the more I wanted to try. While there are several informative home exchange websites, I tend to use a few which seem to have the easiest interfaces and appealing offers. Most of my exchanges have come through homeswap.com. To sign up, you have to pay about $120 annually and create a profile of your family, home, and neighbourhood. To make your listing more tempting, you can add pictures and links as well as a list of places you'd like to visit. Your approximate travel dates might also be helpful for someone considering swapping houses with you. Initially, I wrongly assumed that home exchange destinations were mainly limited to North America and Europe, but as I explored the website, I was astonished to discover that there were so many opportunities of accommodation advertised in more exotic locations. One of the earliest exchanges which my husband and I tried was in San Diego. The homeowner was a great guy. He made us feel really at home and gave us many valuable tips when we arrived. For example, he told us that one of his favourite breakfast places would be celebrating its birthday while we were there and encouraged us to pop in. We didn't give it a try, but it was nice of him to suggest it. He also recommended a professional city guide, but we didn't contact him as we prefer visiting places on our own. Of course, not everything about a home exchange works out perfectly, but the rewards definitely extend far beyond the money saved. On an exchange in Hawaii, we lived in a remote house on the Big Island near its fabulous black volcanic sand beaches. The house looked out over the ocean and a field of volcanic rock. The views were stunning, especially when we had dinner on the terrace with the sun setting in the distance. I wondered why the homeowner told us to clean up immediately after meals. We very quickly found out. One day we left some chicken on the kitchen counter, and after a whole day out, we returned to battle ants for the next couple of hours. All in all, after my initial concern about home exchange and some doubts I had about living in someone else's house, I must say my attitude has gradually changed. Home exchanging provides an extra dimension that allows people to experience diverse aspects of daily life in another country. Thanks to the home exchanges I've made, I now have design ideas for my home, have mastered the art of metric cooking, and have learned to operate several styles of door locks and different household appliances. So it has turned out to be very educational.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I've always loved traveling with my husband. We go on at least one long trip every year. For many years, we booked our trips with a local travel agent, but one day, waiting for an appointment with my dentist, I was sitting next to a couple discussing home exchanging. Overall, they came to the conclusion it was something they would never do. I must admit I felt the same way, but I got curious and decided to learn more about it. And the more I learned, the more I wanted to try. While there are several informative home exchange websites, I tend to use a few which seem to have the easiest interfaces and appealing offers. Most of my exchanges have come through homeswap.com. To sign up, you have to pay about $120 annually and create a profile of your family, home, and neighbourhood. To make your listing more tempting, you can add pictures and links, as well as a list of places you'd like to visit. Your approximate travel dates might also be helpful for someone considering swapping houses with you. Initially, I wrongly assumed that home exchange destinations were mainly limited to North America and Europe, but as I explored the website, I was astonished to discover that there were so many opportunities of accommodation advertised in more exotic locations. One of the earliest exchanges which my husband and I tried was in San Diego. The homeowner was a great guy. He made us feel really at home and gave us many valuable tips when we arrived. For example, he told us that one of his favourite breakfast places would be celebrating its birthday while we were there and encouraged us to pop in. We didn't give it a try, but it was nice of him to suggest it. He also recommended a professional city guide, but we didn't contact him as we prefer visiting places on our own. Of course, not everything about a home exchange works out perfectly, but the rewards definitely extend far beyond the money saved. On an exchange in Hawaii, we lived in a remote house on the Big Island near its fabulous black volcanic sand beaches. The house looked out over the ocean and a field of volcanic rock. The views were stunning, especially when we had dinner on the terrace with the sun setting in the distance. I wondered why the homeowner told us to clean up immediately after meals. We very quickly found out. One day we left some chicken on the kitchen counter, and after a whole day out, we returned to battle ants for the next couple of hours. All in all, after my initial concern about home exchange and some doubts I had about living in someone else's house, I must say my attitude has gradually changed. Home exchanging provides an extra dimension that allows people to experience diverse aspects of daily life in another country. Thanks to the home exchanges I've made, I now have design ideas for my home, have mastered the art of metric cooking, and have learned to operate several styles of door locks and different household appliances. So it has turned out to be very educational.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.